Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, leaving the job you love. In the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's villages, local law enforcement can seem impossible. Alaska's village police officers are expected to arrest their own friends and family without adequate support, and for very little pay. In the fourth and final installment of our Mountain Village series, a village police officer who saved dozens of lives explains why she reluctantly quit her job. KYUK's Teresa Katsarilis has more.
In order to understand why Anna left, you need to know about the people she didn't save. Last April, Anna received a call about a shooting.
We entered a residence and I was kind of in shock.
The victim was 18, a little older than Anna's son Raymond. Anna assumed he'd died from suicide. It was the first one she hadn't helped stop.
It's always hard when somebody tries to take their life before their time is over because, you know, they're robbing themselves of their potential of why they're here.
Anna's partner at the time, VPO John Hunter, stayed inside the house with the body. Anna sat on the steps with a friend and waited for the Alaska State Troopers to arrive. They're called whenever there's a death in the community. The troopers examined the victim's body, and Anna noticed that they were being more meticulous than usual. She said it became clear that the victim hadn't died from suicide. Someone had killed him, and the troopers wanted Anna's help.
They were asking who was all involved. Like, what do I know?
Anna wasn't trained for this. Like many village and tribal police officers, she'd never received any police training. The troopers mobilized a team to investigate the homicide. They spent hours questioning teenagers in Mountain Village. One of them was Anna's son, Raymond. A few days into the investigation, Anna was contacted by a close friend who said she suspected that Raymond knew something about the murder. And Anna thought that he might, too.
I know his looks, and I know when he's hiding something from me. And I called Todd and Trooper Morning and informed him, you know, I think you might want to talk to my son again.
She drove Raymond to the police station herself.
As his mother, I wanted him to tell me everything. But as a police officer, I couldn't because I am not professionally trained enough to handle situations like this.
Anna wanted to go into the interrogation with Raymond, but he was 16, and in Alaska, that's old enough to be questioned without a parent present. He asked Anna to wait outside and went into the room alone, without his mother or an attorney. Anna waited for a long time.
And then they finally came and said, you know, we're holding him. He's being charged.
Raymond Landlord faces a first-degree murder charge and is being tried as an adult. In an affidavit filed with the court, Alaska State Trooper Todd Mayring writes that Raymond confessed to killing the victim in a home invasion that went bad. Anna couldn't leave her house for days. She couldn't stop thinking about the crime scene or what was happening to Raymond.
I suffered really bad PTSD after that. The images and the smells and the some really graphic images that are implanted in my brain. I can't get rid of it, but I tried to bury it.
Anna's convinced that Raymond's innocent, and while she's obviously biased, there are some serious problems with the state's case against him. A few weeks after the arrest, she got a call from the troopers.
And then that's when they had informed me about John, that they had picked him up and arrested him.
VPO John Hunter, Anna's partner at the time, was the officer watching over the victim's body, and troopers claim he tampered with the crime scene. Hunter is charged with stealing a cell phone from the victim's body, and he's awaiting trial in Bethel. In her short time as a police officer, Anna had 7 different partners, and Hunter is one of 2 of them who were later charged with crimes. Anna continued working as a village police officer for a few more months after all of this happened, but the homicide weighed on her, and the job just kept getting worse. An intoxicated man injured her knee this summer when he was resisting arrest. Anna kept trying to work while she was hurt, and for a few weeks, she was Mountain Village's only police officer. Then she says workman's comp penalized her for working. By August, she says, it was a job she literally couldn't afford to do anymore. Anna's PTSD is still untreated. As Mountain Village's first responder, she watched her friends and neighbors struggle to get the mental health care they needed. Now, she can't get it either.
There's times where my temper is really bad. And I'm lashing out at the people that love me the most because I'm more comfortable around them and I can vent to them. But I'm venting to them the wrong way because I'm so built up inside about stuff that I've seen that I can't tell them even though I want to. It hurts.
Anna's undergoing surgery on her knee later this year. Depending on her recovery, she's considering rejoining the Village Police Department. In spite of everything that's happened, she says she just misses her job too much. In the meantime, Mountain Village is searching for more village and tribal police officers. They had one for a few weeks in July, but she quit before school started. The stress was just too much. In Mountain Village, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.